What's up, folks? It is Brandon DeLauro with Sports Noise Podcast, and today it is episode number 33. And the first thing I would like to say is I've been slacking on getting it done, but that hopefully will change. Just spent a lot lately. Holidays. Early Merry Christmas to y'all. It is December 17th or 18th. I really have no idea. But it is like eight days till Christmas, which would be the 17th. So like 8 days till Christmas. Hopefully we'll post before Christmas. And hopefully it's not this once every 10 days I post. Hopefully I'm gonna be trying to do 3 a week. But today we do have a good old banger. We're going to be focused on the MLB. We're going to be talking about who I think in this upcoming season, if the season started and ended today, who would be above 500 and who would be below 500. 500 means do they have more wins than losses? So the MLB plays a 162 game season. Would they say one team's 62 and 100? Then they would be below 500 because they would have more wins than, or they would have more losses than wins. Sorry. So we're gonna be doing that. Then we'll be doing every MLB off-season move, like trades, free agency, all that. So let's start off with above 500 or not. We're starting with the Cleveland Guardians. Really, have they added anybody? No, it doesn't look like it. We're going to be going through all that later. But the Cleveland Guardians, I expect them to be up. Yes, I expect the Cleveland Guardians to be above 500. Jose Ramirez is still really good. Actually, no, they did sign. I didn't put it on here, but they did sign Austin Hedges to a one-year deal. Emmanuel Clase still has it. Who else did they got? They got Stephen Kwan's really good. Miles Straw. Just really really good guys, and you saw what they did in the AL. They made it to the ALDS this year. So, yeah, that's going to be – I think the Guardians are going to be a very tough team to beat. And also, I don't think they're going to make it as far as they did this year because I think everybody's getting older. I mean, Jose Ramirez, I think, is now 31 years old. He's still a great player, but not as good as he used to. So, really, I think Guardians – I say they get probably second in their division because they're a good team, but they're not that S-level, really, really good team. They're not the A-level. They're more of like a B team. So I'm going to put them in B. So, and here, we'll go through all of that. I don't have a tier. Some guys have tiers. I don't know how to do that. But the Kansas City Royals, yeah, they're going to have a record above 500. The Royals are going to be really good this year. They got, what are the Royals? They got Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez, they need to find a new catcher. Salvador Perez is not doing too good. His average last year was like 167 or something. It was very bad. Cole Reagans. They lost out on Aroldis Chapman. Aroldis Chapman is now a Boston Red Sox. Yes, I can scratch that one out. I'd say the Royals are about a B team. Because I don't think they're going to make it too far in the playoffs. I'll say they make it a wild card, ALDS at most. But Tigers, exact same thing. They're a B team. They're going to be above 500, but they're not making it that far. They're not making it too far in the playoffs. Wild card team, and like I said, ALDS at best. Now this, the Twins look good. They got Royce Lewis. And really, the Twins, I mean, we saw last year was not the best year for Minnesota fans. I would put Minnesota as A, Royce Lewis. Really, I'm going blank on who else they have. Really don't know that many Twins players. But, I know, don't. No, but trust me, I do know Twins players. It's just, mine's going blank. Royce Lewis. Who else? I cannot remember who else they have. Oh, Sonny Gray. I think Sonny Gray might be a Cardinal now, but don't know about Twins. Yes, they're gonna be an A team. Trust me. Chicago White Sox were one of the worst teams in MLB last year. Actually, Garrett Crochet is Red Sox got Crochet now. So the Red Sox have acquired Garrett Crochet from the Chicago White Sox. But they who do the White Sox have? Luis Robert Jr. They got Andrew Benintendi, Andrew Vaughn. I don't remember their catcher. Eloy Jimenez, I don't think, is a White Sox anymore. But yeah, the White Sox, yeah, they're not. I'm gonna go from A to F. They're F. White Sox fans just. If I was a White Sox fan, I'd be the one person showing up to the game with a paper bag over their head. That's how bad they are. The Astros, okay, one of the biggest, I would say, offseason moves so far. The Chicago Cubs have acquired Kyle Tucker from the Houston Astros for third baseman Isaac Paredes, pitcher Hayden Wesnecki, and then prospect Cam Smith. So, and Cam Smith's actually really, he's not a bad prospect. But yeah, Isaac Paredes, he was a Ray, then he went to the Cubs, and now he's an Astro, So, now the Astros do not have, the right fielder, Kyle Tucker. The Astros are still gonna somehow find a way. I mean, they got Yiner Diaz, Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, Yordan Alvarez, and then, who else, Jake Myers. I mean, they got depth, because then they still got Justin Verlander. I can't think of his name. What is his, oh my god, Framber Valdez, okay. And then, yeah, pitching is deep, and then bullpen, they got, Josh Hader. That Josh Hader was not a good sign for the Astros. Astros are an A team. I say the Astros are a candidate for the World Series this year, which, trust me, I'm going to hit myself with a hammer after saying that. But the Mariners, yeah, they're going to be up. Jake Berger is not a Mariner anymore. He is now a Ranger. I didn't put that up there or with my signings. I was going to tell you all about that because it's not that big of a signing. But yeah, so Jake Berger is now a Texas Ranger. But the Mariners, yeah, they're going to be up. They got, who do they have? Julio Rodriguez. They have Mitch Haniger, J.P. Crawford, and, they look really good this year, or could be really good this year, and I think they are. They have pitchers, Luis Castillo. They've got, Luis Castillo, Logan Gilbert, and, yeah, so Mariners are going to be really good this year. Along with the Astros, they're a B team, though. They're going to be above 500. I would say they're better than the Guardians, Royals, and Tigers, but they're better than that, but they're not quite an A team yet. Las Vegas Athletics, they're going to be not, no. They're going to be below 500. Really, I don't care about the A's. I know not that many A's players. Really, I don't know that many A's guys. Just, no, they're not good. A's are like the team I follow the least, I guess I could say. A's, yeah, no, just F team. Texas Rangers, they're going to be above 500. They're an A team. Let me tell you why. Okay, the Rangers, the A's and the Rangers have to sign somebody else in free agency because they can't, we saw what the Rangers did last year, that can't happen again. And then the A's, moving into Los Angeles, they're going to be playing in a minor league stadium this year, which that'll be interesting. But the A's, yeah, they're going to need somebody else. The Rangers, Nathan Eovaldi has signed a contract. He I think it's a 4 or 5 year deal. But yeah, so, or it could be 2, 3. But yes, Nathan Eovaldi is staying with the Rangers. But, I mean, you still got Marcus Semien, Corey Seager, Adolis Garcia, And then, I mean, who else? Who's there? Josh Young, Jonah Heim, and then Nathaniel Lowe. And then their pitching's really good. You got Nathan Eovaldi. Jacob DeGrom is going to be coming back. Jack Leiter might be really good this year. And then Max Scherzer. And then the bullpen with Jose Leclerc, Kirby Yates. They're going to be really good. I think they're going to be good this year. Jonathan Hernandez, another relief pitcher. Josh Spores. But yeah, so Rangers are going to be above. Angels are A's are an F team. Angels, I think the Angels, I put them, I don't think they're going to be, I think they're going to be below 500. But y'all, I think the Angels got something rocking. Jorge Soler is now an Angel, which they gave a lot to get Jorge Soler, which I really don't understand why. They have Jared Walsh, Joe Adell, Mike Trout still there. Somehow Mike Trout is still an Angel. They signed Yusei Kikuchi to play there. So their pitching depth isn't too bad. I mean, bullpen, they got Ben Joyce. But yeah, now adding Yusei Kikuchi to, the starting rotation is going to be really good for the Angels. So below 500, but the Angels, I think they might have something cooking up. New York Yankees, of course, Aaron Judge, Alex Verdugo has been really good. Let me leave that alone for a second, if y'all know what I'm talking about. They got Devin Williams. Okay, so another signing, or another trade. Devin Williams, the Brewers closing pitcher. He only throws a four-seam and a changeup. But yes, Devin Williams is now a New York Yankee. So Devin Williams to the Yankees. Nestor Cortez is now a Brewer. So Nestor Cortez is now a Milwaukee Brewer. And Devin Williams now, the bullpen looks good. They still got Garrett Cole. And then the Yankees, Aaron Judge, Alex Verdugo, Anthony Volpe, Gleyber Torres. So yeah, the Angels are still sitting, the Yankees are still sitting pretty. They're going to be an A team. Orioles, A team. Don't even have to talk about it. I mean, the really big one is where does Corbin Burns land? Where does Corbin Burns land in the offseason? Is Corbin Burns, he could stay with the Orioles. But the main reason I think they're going to be above 500, Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, Anthony Santander is a masher. Santander, whatever his name is, he is going to be mashing this year. He's going to be, I predict, probably like 30 bombs this year. He's going to have an average of like 310 or something, a pretty good average for a power guy. So, yes, Anthony Santander. And then, who's our first baseman? Ryan Mountcastle. That's the first baseman. And then, and then they still got Grayson Rodriguez as a starter. And, yeah, they got Jose Bautista for closer. The Orioles are looking really good. They're an A-team. Red Sox, they're going to be below 500. Now, okay, they did sign some guys. Let me find it. Where is, Aroldis Chapman is now a Boston Red Sox. They still have Rafael Devers, oh my gosh, what's his name? They got Masataka Yoshida. They got, really, I'm slacking on my MLB knowledge. Red Sox, really. Just the Red Sox. I mean, no, they're not going to be that good this year. They need, to convince me, they would have to get more in offseason. I know it's still early. They still got until, like, April to really, like, start getting in gear with the offseason stuff, but no, Red Sox, I would say, are a C team. They're gonna be a competitive team every game. You cannot take them for granted. Okay, they're gonna be Tanner Houck. That's the guy. That's their starter, Tanner Houck. That's another Red Sox starter. But yeah, so they're gonna be really good against. Well, they're not gonna be really good. What I'm trying to say is, each team who plays them, I would say it's going to be a fight till the end. I would say that Red Sox are that team where they're not going to be above 500, but they're still going to be able to, like, hang with the Dodgers till the 8th, 9th inning. They're not going to win many games, but they're going to hang tough for a lot of games. They're going to make the other team fight for that win. So, Red Sox, that's why I think they're a C team. Almost a B team. The Red Sox were, I've said way too many teams are above 500, so that one was one I had to Red Sox were one I had to sacrifice. The Rays, no. I mean, no. They got Yandy Diaz. Randy Arozarena isn't even a Ray anymore. I mean, yeah, but they got, they really don't have anybody. Jose Siri, okay, he's okay. Not really much for Tampa. They're a D team. And then the Blue Jays. I am excited for some baseball in Toronto this year. My guy, Boba Fett, he's going to be really good this year. Just trust me. Trust me. Bo Bichette. And he's a Toronto Blue Jay. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Okay. There's starters. Kevin Gausman. In the playoffs, Kevin Gausman looked kind of garbage. But trust me, they're going to be fine. Is Danny Jansen a Blue Jay or a Red Sox? I have no idea. I know there's a story. He was, okay, quick story time. Danny Jansen is the first catcher to play, or the first player to play for both teams in the same game. Okay, so I think he started off with the Blue Jays. I'm pretty sure. I think he's a Red Sox now. Okay, so he started the game with the Blue Jays. He started the game with the Blue Jays. Then it was the last game of the series, so it was like a three-game series. It was the third game. It started to rain. They had to postpone the game, and then it was raining too hard, and couldn't get the tarp in time or something. Game got rescheduled for like a month later, and so Danny Jansen got traded. So he was the starting catcher for the Blue Jays. He started that line. Is Danny Jansen a Blue Jay or a Red Sox? I have no idea. I know there's a story. He was okay. Quick story time. Danny Jansen is the first catcher to play, or the first player to play for both teams in the same game. Okay, so I think he started off with the Blue Jays. I'm pretty sure. I think he's a Red Sox now. Okay, so he started the game with the with the Blue Jays. He started the game with the Blue Jays. Then it was the last game of the series, so it was like a three-game series. It was the third game. It started to rain. They had to postpone the game, and then it was raining too hard, and couldn't get the tarp in time or something. Game got rescheduled for like a month later, and so Danny Jansen got traded. So he was the starting catcher for the Blue Jays. He started that game, and then he got traded during that month. He got traded to the Red Sox, and so when they restarted the game, they started in the middle. But he ended up was the starting catcher for the Red Sox. So he started the game as a catcher for the Blue Jays, but then a month went by, he got traded, and then started for the Red Sox. So he was the first player ever to play for both teams in one game. That's crazy. A little story time. Yeah, that was cool. But the Blue Jays, yes, they're going to be above 500. They are a B team. Now we go on to the NL, the National League. The Phillies, they're going to be above. Yeah, they got, what's his name? Bryce Harper. Sorry, Bryce Harper. Bryson Stott. Who's their third baseman? Nick Castellanos. Kyle Schwarber. Me personally, Phillies. Let's go Philly, baby. Not the Phillies. I don't like them. But let's go Philly. I don't care that it's the Phillies. Still Eagle Country. Philadelphia, baby. They're winning the World Series. If not, it's going to be Phillies Rangers. Okay? The Phillies are going to win. But no, Phillies, my prediction for the World Series this year, that could definitely change if they do something stupid, like a lot of teams are doing. Yeah. And I'm looking at y'all, Angels. I think y'all are going to be decent this year, but Soler, why? He doesn't do anything for y'all. Angels, Phillies, yeah, they're going to be above. They're an A team, A-plus team, I'll put that. Braves, A-plus. Braves are going to be really good this year. They got Travis DeArnold, Sean Murphy, Ronald Acuna Jr., Matt Olson, Marcelo Ozuna. What's his name? I keep thinking Marvin Harrison Jr. I don't know why. I think it's a center fielder. Something Harrison. Oh my gosh, I'm going blank. I know him. He's a center fielder for the Braves. It's not Ronald Acuna. Michael Harris. Okay, Mike. Okay, not Harrison. Michael Harris. Sorry, Michael Harris. Yeah, the Braves are an A-plus team. The Mets are an A team. Pete Alonso. Okay, not the Rangers and not the Mets. Or not, it's not the Rangers and the Phillies. It's the Mets, baby. Represent New York. I don't have anything New York up there, but I do want to visit there. But yeah, no, the Mets. It's World Series time, baby, in Queens. It's World Series time in Queens. So the Mets, I mean, they got Starling Marte, Pete Alonso, trying to think who else, Francisco Lindor. Francisco Lindor was so good in the postseason. Bombs off of every pitcher, walk-off after walk-off. Francisco Lindor, you deserve more. You deserve more. But no, the one I've been waiting for, they got all those guys. Those guys are nice. But imagine Juan Soto. Juan Soto. Now, I bet most of y'all who actually like sports already know this. This is late. He signed like 2 weeks ago. Juan Soto, he has signed for $765 million. Holy wow. 15 years. That's longer than he's been in the league. 15 years. Juan Soto is like 29 years old. He's going to be like, I don't even know, 45, 44 or something like that. He's going to be an old head. And he's still going to be getting ridiculous money. Now, the only thing is, Juan Soto, I do want to ask you. So, the Yankees offered him 16 years, $760 million. Now, the first year he was on the Yankees, listen to this, guys. He made the World Series. Okay, he is on a better competitive team than the Mets. Well, yes, I think the Yankees are better than the Mets, but I'm rooting for the Mets more than the Yankees. Okay, the Yankees were better, and he's already been on that team. He knows their chemistry. He knows that. He knows he's been on the team. Okay, this just shows that Juan Soto no longer cares about winning. He's already got his World Series with the Nationals in 2017. Was it 2019? I have no idea. But he already got his World Series with the Nationals. He does not care about winning anymore. He cares about money and money only. So yeah, it's one more year of playing baseball, and if you get traded, let's be honest, there's almost no way Juan Soto is gonna be a Met for 15 years. I'm just saying. But 760 for 16 years. Really, I'm kind of torn because I don't know what I would have. I'm making a big deal of this. I probably would have gone with the Mets because going from the Bronx to Queens is kind of an upgrade, honestly, if you know what I mean. But anyways, the Mets, one more year. I mean, you get to after that contract. It's time to retire, live life, go to Cancun, live with LeBron. That's where he goes. That's where he is every year. But okay, you get $5 more million for less year, $5 more million. Okay, I'll take that all day. So one thing is, I do wonder why. I understand why he did it. I also want to understand why he didn't do it. Now my understanding probably is because he doesn't want to play that one more year, and he cares about money. He doesn't really care about winning anymore. But also, he could also win with the Mets. The Mets are very good. They made it to the NLCS, right? Who do they play in the ALCS? NLCS. NLCS, sorry. NLCS. What are they? They played the Dodgers. Sorry, Dodgers. Yeah. Okay. He made it to the NLCS. Really, I like the Mets better, so I understand why he wanted to go with the Mets. But I also am still kind of questioning. I think I would have gone with the Mets, but I also really could have gone with the Yankees too. So, really, I don't know there. But Nationals, they're down. They got C.J. Abrams. Really, that's it. So yeah, they're a D team. Marlins down. Or they're an F team. They got like Sandy Alcantara. Okay. Yeah, the Marlins. Marlins are so bad. They make me want to. Oh, I am so sorry. I just realized. Jake Berger did not come from the Mariners. Remember when I said that? That was not right. He came from the Marlins. I just remembered. Jake Berger. Okay, so the Mariners. This has nothing to do with the Mariners. The Rangers acquired Jake Berger from the Marlins. From Miami. Okay? Miami. Okay. And then going on to the Brewers division. Brewers. Yeah. This was tough, but no. Because Willie Adames is gone. Yes, he is. He's a Giant now. The Brewers got Freddy Peralta. Nobody else. Yeah, they lost Devin Williams. We got Nestor Cortez, I guess. But Nestor Cortez is overrated. So, Brewers, no, they're a D team. Cardinals are a C team. And no, because Nolan Arenado's not good anymore. They lost Tommy Edman last year. They got Lars Nootbaar. Okay. He's... ugh. I mean, who's their pitchers? I don't think I can name one pitcher. Nope, can't name one pitcher. I cannot name one pitcher for the Cardinals. I'm slacking so badly. The Cubs, they're up. Yep, they're above 500. They got Kyle Tucker now. They've got... they don't have Chris Bryant anymore. They got Cody Bellinger. I mean, really, the Cubs look good this year. Dansby Swanson's at least a decent shortstop. But then their pitchers, I mean, they got, what is his name? It's like Steel or Stone or, I'm sorry, I promise. My knowledge for MLB will be, for the MLB teams will be so much better. What's his name? It's not Carson. I keep thinking Carson Steele. That's the Chiefs running back. No, he was the opening day starter this year for the Rangers and Cubs game. I can't remember his name, but they have him still. The Reds, the Cubs are a B team. The Reds are going to be good because they got Ellie De La Cruz, and that's all they need. That's really all they need, Ellie De La Cruz. He's going to be an all-star this year, trust me. So, yeah, Reds, I would say B team, and then Pirates, no, they're a only because Paul Skeens is on there, C. He's a C, they're a C team, they got Paul Skeens, oh my gosh, what's his name? O'Neill Cruz. They got O'Neill Cruz. I don't think I can name anybody else. Is Mark Melanson still there? I really don't know. But moving on, the Dodgers, A plus team. Blake Snell. It's not fair. It's not fair. Because we all know the Dodgers are going to win the World Series, even though I wanted the Phillies. Actually, even though I wanted the Rangers too, and I predicted Rangers versus Phillies, it's going to be Dodgers because they signed Blake Snell. They have Tyler Glass now. They've got Shohei is going to pitch this year. I mean, what's his name? The starter for the Japanese guy. I'm sorry for saying that. Oh, Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Yes, that guy. And then they got the really, remember, like the 17-year-old Japanese pitcher that's lights out there. He's super good. Yeah, so we're done because they still got Teoscar Hernandez, Tommy Edman, Freddie Freeman. Yeah, so MLB teams, we're all dead because the Dodgers are in town. So sick of Los Angeles teams winning because the Rams won. Ugh, makes me sick. Oh, sorry. But then Padres, yep, they're gonna be they're an A team. Fernando Tat. For some reason, Tatis is just gonna go to the Dodgers. I can tell. I can just tell. But yeah, so the Padres, who they got Trent Grisham. I don't know why I know that. Actually, okay, story time. One of our old coaches, one of my old coaches for my baseball team. Okay, so we had. Excuse me for a sec, just one second. Sorry, one second. I had a coach, and he actually was the me or he kind of he helped Dustin May. He was a Dodgers pitcher. I don't know where he is now. But then Trent Grisham, I think he's a D. No, Dustin May's a pitcher. He's got big fluffy red hair. You'll know him when you see him. But yeah, so the Padres, they got Manny Machado still, Jake Cronenworth, Jerickson Profar. Yeah, so I mean, and then they still, I think they still have Joe Musgrove. So yeah, the Padres are not too bad. Diamondbacks, they got Ketel Marte, Christian Walker, Corbin Carroll. Corbin Carroll, I want you to be good so badly. I don't know why. Just Corbin Carroll. Pick up what you were doing last or 2 years ago when we all faced up when you faced us when you were really good. Please do that again this year. I really want you to be good. I don't know why. Just I like you are one of my favorite players. Corbin Carroll is one of my favorite players. Super fast, can hit home run. Not that many, but can hit home runs. And then Tommy Pham is like on his 45th team. Somehow Tommy Pham is. Who is he even on now? Last I knew, he was on the Diamondbacks. Then he went to the White Sox. Then he went to the Card. No, then he went to the Cardinals. Then he went to the White Sox. And he's like on. Isn't he was a Tampa Bay Ray. Who is he on now? Mets. I'm pretty sure Tommy Pham's a Met now. Tommy Pham is like on his 45th team. Somehow. Or, I don't know, but Giants, yeah, Giants. Oof, no, no, Giants. I mean, yeah, they got Willy Adames, they got Jake, they got Logan Webb. So I guess they're gonna be decent this year, but not really. But I don't know. So yeah, really, they're a D team. And then last team, the Rockies. I'm not gonna say a second about them. Just trust me, they're an F team. You don't ever want to hear the Rockies again. The Rockies are so bad. Now we can do this. Let's start off with Max Fried is now a New York Yankee. They signed him. Let's see. Yeah, Willy Adames is now a San Francisco Giant. Blake Snell to the Dodgers. And then Luis Severino, that was the last one. I actually went through almost all of them. And now Luis Severino is an A. So Luis Severino is now Las Vegas A. That's so weird to say. I'm used to saying the Oakland A's, the Las Vegas A's. But yeah, so there you got it. We went through the which teams I think are going to be above 500 and which are not. Let's go through first. Let's go through the F teams. So the teams that I thought were F were the Chicago White Sox. Okay, so Chicago White Sox, the Oakland Athletics, the Las Vegas Athletics, the Tampa Bay Marlins, the Miami Marlins, terribly sorry, and then the Colorado Rockies. So those are the F teams. One more time, White Sox, A's, Marlins, Rockies. Okay, so those are the F teams. The D teams, were the Los Angeles Angels, the Tampa Bay Rays, the Washington Nationals, the Milwaukee Brewers, the and then the San Francisco Giants. And then C teams were Boston Red Sox, St. Louis Cardinals, and then the Pittsburgh Pirates. Okay, then the B teams, we got the Cleveland Guardians, the Kansas City Royals, Detroit Tigers, then we have the Seattle Mariners, Toronto Blue Jays, and then Chicago Cubs, Cincinnati Reds, Arizona Diamondbacks, and then the A teams, we've got the Minnesota Twins, the Texas Rangers, the Houston Astros, the New York Yankees, the Baltimore Orioles, the New York Mets, nope, not there, the Padres, and then now to our best teams, which are A-plus teams, the Phillies, the Braves, the Dodgers, okay, the Phillies, Braves, Dodgers. Phillies, Braves, Dodgers are my A-plus teams. And that will conclude episode 33. Again, Merry Christmas if I don't post again. Hope you all have a wonderful Christmas. I hopefully will post before then because I'm going somewhere for, I think, I'm going somewhere tonight. And I should be there till Wednesday. That'd be tomorrow. No. Thursday. Would it be Thursday? I don't know. I'm going somewhere. And then, but it'll be next week. Next episode will be next week. And so then, I think it's on Christmas is on a Wednesday this year. So, okay, it should be Monday. Okay, so hopefully next Monday should hopefully be my next episode. It should be 34. Then episode 35 would be after Christmas. Because then we got some Christmas games to go over. Okay? But this will conclude the Sports Noise Podcast for today. It was Brown Delores Sports Noise Podcast. I hope you'll have a Merry Christmas. And let's all say it together. Go Eagles. Go Mavs. Go Rangers. Go Stars. I'm just joking. All right. But I'll see y'all later. Peace.